Are you still a non-millionaire?
Stop being a non-millionaire now. Hello, I'm Quincy Escapist.
And I'm Ferd Deforestation. Studies show that there are many non-millionaires in
Omaha.
That is why our seminar, Get Rich Quick with Overnight Instant Riches, is so important to you.
You can be a millionaire. No, our method does not involve gambling.
Gambling is immoral and decadent. We would never advocate such a thing.
No, we teach you how to become a millionaire by stealing the intellectual property of others.
You can take advantage of others' mistakes to grab the untold wealth they think is theirs.
Did you know that International Business Machines has never trademarked the initials IBM?
Grab them quick and become wealthy. Did you know that Rush Limbaugh forgot to get a copyright on his book, The Way Things Ought to Be?
At our seminar, Get Rich Quick with Overnight Instant Riches, you will learn how to capitalize on these and other errors.
Nobody owns McDonald's. What are you waiting for?
We have held these seminars in towns like yours, towns like Palm Beach, California, and Skokie, Illinois.
Now those towns are crawling with millionaires. We can do the same for
Omaha.
Come to our seminar, Get Rich Quick with Overnight Instant Riches.
This Sunday at the Squishy Carpet Motel in
Omaha.
Only $39.99.
You can afford it.
Forget the balanced budget amendment. Forget gun control. Forget civil rights. Forget litter laws and rights of speech and assembly. If you want to save America, call or write your congressman now. Urge him or her to vote for the Disney contract with America. Impose a new order on the U.S. that harkens back to a time that never was. The Disney contract with America simply expands the boundaries of Disney World from Canada to the Rio Grande, Atlantic to Pacific. From now on, no urban decay, just quaint neighborhoods with Bloods and Crips souvenir stands. Everybody has jobs and nifty little uniforms to wear, plus name tags. Never forget an American's name again, ever. History is neat and clean. No more revisionist distortions. No irritating traffic jams. Just neat, organized lines of cars heading home to their kitchens of the future. Peace, love, overpriced food, and fireworks every Friday and Saturday. Plus, a robot president we can all support. Turn America into a theme country. Vote for the Disney contract with America. Keep your hands and feet clear of the doors. Please move all the way to the last available seat. Welcome to the Magic Kingdom.
Hi, this isn't Dickie Schmooze. I'm Dingo Schwartz. Remember me from the Lance Stallion Radio Detective show? Well, since I'm out of work, I was forced to take this job as a replacement Dickie Schmooze. Because Dickie's out on strike for 10 to 20 years. But he is appealing the whole terrible misunderstanding over those plastic head bags. Like he should have had to warn you schlemiels about oxygen? Well, anyway, if you'd like to be next week's replacement Dickie Schmooze, just come up with a transparent scam, like life preservers for the extremely dense, careers in convenience store pinball, speedboat at a month club, or the once-in-a-lifetime vitamin pill. Ooh. Send it to me, the replacement Dickie Schmooze, Dingo Schwartz, Box Shannon Doherty, Exploding Plumber, Manitoba.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, it's a small world after all, it's a small world after all, It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. Drives you crazy, don't it? Hell, that's my favorite ride at Disney World, yeah. Went to Disney World, the Magic Kingdom. I got your Magic Kingdom right here. First thing on Main Street, ran into this mouse, biggest mouse I'd ever seen. Big black ears, grabbing at children. Well, as Arnold Schwarzenegger would say, he was easy to kill. Tossed him in the stroller with the two chipmunk carcasses and the tiny pixie I bagged with the 30-06. Boy, she was easy to. I rode all the rides. You know, people talk about lines here at Disney World. No problemo. I'd get in the line at, say, Splash Mountain or Thunder Mountain or Space Mountain. You know, for a sandbar, Florida sure got a lot of mountains. Anyway, I'd get in line and start Yeah, pretty soon the Brazilian family ahead of me would check their airline tickets and hustle back to Rio. Then the bunch from Atlanta with the goofy hats would think better of being in front of me. And then the parents with the screaming child. And then the retirees from Ohio. And then the honeymooners from Indiana with a Mickey Quail t-shirt. They weren't going to leave, but they thought Sally Struthers, Louise Mandrell, and Bloody Lucifer were cute. You know, tried to pet them. And Oh, you know. Yeah, I never did stand in line too long. I loved it all, especially the Hall of Speakers. It used to be the Hall of Presidents, you know, these robots, but after 2 years of Clinton, attendance had dropped. And now it's all these speakers of the House, all of them, all the little robots. Newt makes a cute little robot, too. Reminds me of C-3PO. Yeah, well, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, let me show you how long it takes to defrost Walt Disney. Oh, yeah, I found him. Oh, yeah, I did.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, where oh where can I locate my new Dickie Schmooze Chip Factory? I said chip, C-H-I-P. Now, I don't want to start an interstate bidding war, but let me say that you sure help a lot of people when you open a huge chip factory in their community. What sort of business climate and incentives does the Dickie Schmooze Chip Factory need? Well, not much. Amnesty, guaranteed privacy of the mails, a pool of crooked lawyers, rotten record-keeping by law enforcement agencies, and, oh, say, $500 million. And how will your community benefit from the Dickie Schmooze Chip Factory? Well, people will be able to go from the poker table to the blackjack table to the roulette wheel without having to lug money around, because they'll have my chips. To bid on getting the Dickie Schmooze Chip Factory, send $500 million of Dickie Schmooze Box 1. I'd rather not end up in Utah, Utah.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Well, I gotta kill the cat again, Bill.
Again? Did it try to cut the brake line in your car?
Nah, this time it turned on the stove, let the house fill with gas, and then tried to trick me into rubbing it with a balloon. It would have created a static electricity field, and the spark would have caused an explosion that would have leveled the house.
Oh, those darn cats. You can't trust them. What's a guy to do?
Well, I, for one, am tired of killing cats. That's why as soon as I grease this one, I'm buying a Tamerlane debrainer kit for cats.
A Tamerlane debrainer kit for cats?
A Tamerlane debrainer kit for cats. Lock on the skull, spin, pop, and remove. Voila, a brainless cat. Unable to plot against me and unable to find the litter box.
Well, that's a small price to pay for peace of mind. Look out, Joe!
Oh, that darn cat must be at the controls of that construction crane. That load of steel I-beams almost got me.
Well, you better hurry and get a Tamerlane debrainer kit for cats.
Now available at Thorazine Annie Surf and Lobotomy Shops, Knuckles House of Animal Byproducts, and Nito Kino Parlors, coast to coast.
Have you ever performed brain surgery while surfing off Papua-kea?
Oh, dude, oh, Big Daddy, what a brain, and what a wave!
Siphoned gasoline while performing in Hamlet.
To be or not to be, that... is the question.
Changed a diaper while wrestling the Undertaker.
I'm gonna eat your face, Undertaker! There, there. Now, does the powder make you feel better? Does it? Yes, it does. I'll use your arms as jump ropes, Undertaker!
Well, you will. And the thing that'll bring it to you? Mega Coffee. You can do two things at once. Things you'd never do in normal circumstances. Mega Coffee.
Station number H, it's the award show season with a two-ton sensation. Don't miss the Stupid People's Choice Awards with your host, Keeler the Baby Vulture.
The Stupid People's Choice for Best Movie of All Time this year. Dumb and Dumber, a Lifetime Achievement Award to Jim Carrey, Best TV Show. Oh, the Stupid People's Award Show.
Then it's time for the American Tragedy Awards with your host, the late Richard Nixon.
Sure, we could give the award to Kevin Costner, but that would be wrong. So the winner of a posthumous Grammy and now this, Sam Kinison.
Then it's the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Awards.
Well, I'll be damned. Kathy Ireland wins again. Kathy.
Then Station Number H proudly presents the Award Show Award Show.
Well, the award for best award show goes to the Award Show Award Show. Come on up and get your award. You're qualified now for the Award Show Award Show Award Show.
All on Station Number H tonight after the Psychic Friends of OJ Day in Inner Court wrap-up.
Hey, young groovy people, boys and girls looking to find where the action is. You heard the swinging chicks and snappy dudes are hitting the Florida beaches for spring break? No way, Jose. Cancun, is that where the hippie-trippy mamas and gorgeous-licious lads are hanging loose? Wrong, Einstein. Are all the happening cats heading for Arizona or Palm Springs? Sorry, there's only one place to go for spring break that's new, fab, and geared just for you throbbing hormones. Spring break in Wichita. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wichita, Kansas, where spring break is awesomely radical. Wet parka contests, belly ice parking lot sliding, music from the niftiest zest-filled grunge bands from Topeka, like 9 Centimeter Staples, Pearl Jelly, and What's Left of Nirvana. Spring break in Wichita includes the famous nude holodome at the Sedgwick County Airport Holiday Inn. So come on to where the reet meet for spring break. Make it Wichita. And remember, most of our courteous law enforcement officers are on vacation this month. So come armed.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, let's give credit to a forgotten woman in history, part 27. It's all part of our male sensitivity training. Sure, everyone knows about such famous males as John Wilkes Booth, James Earl Ray, John Hinckley, the CIA, Travis Bickle, who I'm glad that one's off the streets, let me tell you. Acknowledging the contributions of women make us more civilized, open, and compassionate.
Sure, we remember Squeaky Fromm, but mainly as a girlfriend of a nondescript hippie. And does anyone ever talk about Sarah Jane Moore? How can we call ourselves sensitive and loving if we've forgotten this sweet old dingbat who took a shot at Gerald Ford, but whose aim with a gun was as accurate as Ford's golf swing? She couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. If I were at her house for dinner, I'd never ask her to pass me something. She'd probably throw it at the wall. Hey, Sarah, buy me a lottery ticket. No, not a quart of oil. A lottery ticket. Who knows? When she fired that gun, she may have thought she was aiming a remote control at a TV set. Oh, they didn't have remote controls then, did they? Well, you know, I'm glad we have this chance to let our sensitive sides show through as we examine women in history. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
Up on the sun porch, but don't let that blood drip on my bear rug. Oh, hey everybody, this is your old buddy, the Wanger Ganger, Mr. Bow Hunting, Rocker Ted. And here's my partner, a wild man, Mr. Bow Hunting 2. That's his name, Bow Hunting 2.
Hey Ted!
Hey 2, want to hunt?
Me too!
I want to hunt and 2 does too. What are we hunting 2?
Ted, today we're going to get us some of those obnoxious talk show hosts.
Hey 2, careful, those obnoxious talk show hosts are my friends. They support private weaponry. It's what America's all about.
Well, I know it is, Ted, but no matter how cute they are, if they're alive, it's our duty as Americans to hunt them.
Well, you're right, 2. Living things are meant to be hunted and eaten. Now, folks, because the Bleeding Hearts controlled America for so many years, you still can't just walk up to a talk show host and put an arrow through his head.
Yeah, but don't forget, there's another election in 96.
Yeah, things will change, but right now we gotta remember to aim for the kneecaps. Now, wait, shh. Quiet, I think I hear a talk show host.
Caller, caller, listen, caller, shut up and listen. You keep saying stuff and it's wrong. Why are you wasting my... Yeah! My knee! My knee! My knee! Hey, what are you
doing? You got him, too!
I sure did.
Hey, drag him over there.
All right, we'll do.
Tie him up to the Jeep now. Quiet. I got another one in my sights.
Last year, a senator from the state of Oregon walked into the Congress of the United States. I think it was the bill H.R. 929. It says the police department in the city of Los Angeles, California.
Oh! Hey, Ted, good shot. Good shot.
Look at him.
Oh, he passed out. That's good. Makes him easier to tie down. Hey, 2, we're up to 2, and that's the limit.
Right, Ted, now what?
Late night sidekick.
I want Paul Schaefer.
You take Paul. I'm after Big Game and ex-late night sidekick.
Ed McMahon.
Regis. See you next week, everybody. Look out, Kathy Lee. Here I come. This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, take me out to the ball game, take me out with the scabs, replacement players and salary caps, look at the crowd, they're all taking their naps, well it's cash, cash, cash for their strikers, if they don't win it's a shame, 'cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes and a lockout or 2 at the old ball game. Yeah, trouble in the major leagues. Now, I'm on the owner's side in this one. Oh, you know I am. Oh, you know that Jerry Reisdorf of the Sox. He's the mean owner in my book. Oh, you know he is the mean owner. That's why I signed up as a replacement player with a pail hose. Yeah, I'm a pitcher. Left-handed, right-handed, don't make no difference. I can throw a three-finger or fastball with either hand. Well, a two-and-a-half finger and a two-and-three-quarter finger. And at my radar gun speed, well, they can't get a reading on me because of the batter's heads getting in the way all the time. Whoa! He dropped like a sack of drowned cats, didn't he? Woo! Well, I won't give up the inside pitch. Bob Gibson taught me that.
Oh, yeah, I know he was on deck, but I like to challenge the hitters from the get-go. Got one getting out of his car in the parking lot yesterday, a dent in the duster. Yeah, I love my replacement teammates. Half a brain, Krockmeyer, the hyperkinetic shortstop. Bananas, the chimp, great outfielder, but you gotta watch him in the shower room. Know what I mean? Bob, the drunk guy from Denver, second base. He found it yesterday, finally. And we're all looking forward to the regular season. We hope to figure out just how to wear these funny socks with no feet in them by then. Golly, these things are weird. I don't know. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, intentional walk hell. Watch me save three pitches. Got him! Oh, come on, charge the mound. Just ignore the pit bulls, huh? Charge the mound.
Hi, this is Diggy Schmooze, and listen, today I gotta answer some of your consumer letters. Hey, Schmooze. I built the Diggy Schmooze build-it-yourself modular home, but it turns out the plans only call for one wall. Now what? Well, you idiot, you turn the plans around and use them four times. Five, if you want a roof. Dear Mr. Schmooze, treating Diggy Schmooze razor blades with a strain of flesh-eating bacteria does not, quote, soften the skin for a smoother shave, unquote, as your ad claims. Oh, wait. This letter's from the government. I'm just doing consumer letters today. Dear Schmooze, got your Diggy Schmooze. I can't believe it's not Lysol air freshener. If my family wanted a sex change, we'd all move to Sweden. Also, it blew up my house. Well, that's no problem. Just have your ex-wife, now husband, order the Diggy Schmooze Build-It-Yourself Modular Home. Send $3,000 to Diggy Schmooze Home, Box 1, Nome, Alaska.
So, Detective, after you ran out of bullets, what did you find?
I found a glove.
Was there anything on the glove?
Stains. There were several stains.
Stains? What kind of stains?
Coffee stains.
Just plain coffee stains?
No, they were mega coffee stains.
Mega coffee stains. How could you tell?
Well, the mega coffee had eaten through the glove in many spots. It was still smoking.
Uh-huh. And subsequent to that, did you find a pot of fresh mega coffee in the kitchen?
Yes, sir.
And you drank it?
Yes, sir.
And then after you drank the mega coffee, what did you do?
I found more gloves, hundreds of them, as a matter of fact, and a catcher's mitt, some mittens, several naughty kittens, and then I realized I could fly and read minds.
Thank you. No further questions. Please take off the x-ray specs.
Mega coffee. Witness the power. Have a couple of liters this morning and get clued in as to what life's all about. Mega coffee. Without it, your breakfast table is a crime scene.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with the pom-poms?
Well, I'll bet it's the same place you're going, Bill, with your rainbow-colored hair and Bridges of Madison County, page 28, line 7 sign.
You're going to the dentist, too?
No. I'm ready to party because I'm celebrating March Madness at Tamerlane.
March Madness at Tamerlane?
March Madness at Tamerlane. It's the mad pet sale of the century.
How does March Madness at Tamerlane work, Joe?
Well, all Tamerlane pet outlets have let their mean, rabid, and or disoriented stock out of the cages. So they're wandering the aisles. You pay just $20 at the door, and you get 10 minutes to scoop up as many mad animals as you can carry off. It's
a great way to restock a menagerie depleted by the recent hit the train with the pet craze.
Ho-ho! I'm going to change into a suit and head for March Madness at Tamerlane today.
March Madness is going on now all month at Tamerlane Pet Outlets, including Pete's new Super Smoke Shop with 32 million square feet of cigarettes, your local ham and spit, and the rest stops at mile marker 281 on all Iowa interstates.
It's the wearing of the green at our giant, 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 giant big store.
Faith and Begora, Irish eyes will be smiling all week long when you see these prices.
St. Paddy may have driven the snakes out of Ireland, but we've driven high prices out of our giant, 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 giant big store.
It's the saving of the green. Aaron, go buy at the giant, 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 giant big store.
It's no sham, Rock. McNamara's band might be a credit to old Ireland, but your credit's good all week long.
Tura, Lura, Lura, too low, too low, too low is what you'll be saying when you see these prices.
Special appearances by Green Barney, the Green Power Ranger, and coach of the Big Green, Tom Osborne.
Let our leprechauns give you the luck of the Irish at our new casino right past the potted plant section.
Kiss that Blarney stone and get on down here, you'll never leave.
There's no way out.
So you can take advantage of our everyday low prices all year long.
Hurry, the St. Patrick's Day sale ends March 14th.
So you can be independent of high prices at our big firecracker sale.
Declare your independence of those high prices.
I cannot tell a lie. That's enough.
Yeah, okay.
That's enough.
What if your romantic dreams could come true? What if you could rekindle those flames of passion? Spring is here. It's time for sap and your juices to get flowing. Sure, your husband is stuck watching court on TV, OJ, or the NC2A. Sure, the kids are being held back for the second consecutive year because the school system won't give them any credit for Sega proficiency. And the girls at work all have something you don't have. Wonder bras. Life just doesn't have that oomph anymore, does it? And on top of that, the lawn looks terrible since your old man spilled a load of driveway salt on it after the Orange Bowl celebration. Wait, the lawn looks terrible? Yeah, that's it. That's the answer. Call Ralph Mugbuggers, more mature go-go yard service. Our sensitive, somewhat overweight love machines with great tans, except for the ones on antibiotics that limit sun exposure, wearing little cut-off jean shorts, will be right over to treat you and your lawn.
Hi, I'm Spreader, one of Ralph Mudbugger's more mature go-go yard care specialists. Let me fertilize your roots. Let me aerate your sod. Let me power rake your thatch. Then I'll read you poetry.
Remember, the grass is always greener after Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go yard care has reinvigorated the lush tendrils of your verdant veld. Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go yard care. They care about your lawn. They care about you.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, the big historical cover-up. March 17th is St. Patrice Day. St. Patrice lived in the 3rd century, and much to the chagrin of the patriarchy, people celebrated St. Patrice Day for a couple hundred years, as we would now, till St. Patrick conveniently popped into Ireland.
Patrice lived in the pretty little island nation called Snakeland. The Snakelanders believed in mischievous little imps called Chaka Khans, each of which had a treasure trove of cheesecake they had to turn over if captured by a human. St. Patrice turned the natives away from this pagan belief, demonstrating to them that there was no such thing as cheesecake, which there wasn't at that time. That's why we eat corned beef and cabbage on March 17th, not because it's popular in the land of St. Patrick, but because there was no cheesecake. Who would eat cabbage if they could get cheesecake? No one. But this fact has been obscured by the historians who hype the myth of the male St. Pat while covering up the exploits of the equally bizarre female St. Pat. What Snakeland had was plenty of poison oak, which some male chronicler decided was not as romantic as the shamrock of Ireland. St. Patrice is also famous for driving the Snakelanders out of Snakeland with their wild parties and carousing, another modern custom attributable to this 3rd century suspected witch. So happy St. Patrice Day. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, that's the Man Minute. Thanks for tuning in.
So it's decided, then. We'll build our microchip factory in Omaha.
Well, yes, sir. They've got it all. Horse racing, easy access to casino boats, Keno, Powerball outlets, and Mega Coffee.
Mega Coffee?
Well, yes, sir. Mega Coffee, the hot beverage that destroys bodies 12 ways. Produced by a multinational corporation from substandard beans picked by indentured mestizos living in virtual bondage. Processed outside the country to avoid troublesome FDA supervision and meddlesome federal standards regarding purity and toxicity.
Does it have caffeine in it?
Does Mega Coffee have caffeine? Does a bear meditate in the woods? Is the Pope bipedal? Did Howard Hughes urinate in a Vegas hallway?
So Mega Coffee has caffeine.
Well, enough to make your kidneys ache, sir.
Well, then, build a microchip plant in Utah. They know how to deal with caffeine there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Mandrake, diuretics are destroying this country.
Mega Coffee, keeping Nebraska safe in a simpler time. Mega Coffee, maintaining the low-tech tradition of the Great Plains. Mega Coffee, try some today.